Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got a lot of catch-up doing today, so I thought I'd come on the air for the first hour just to catch people up on what's going on. I've just set up a new studio. Unfortunately, I didn't get the call-in numbers up yet, but we'll be doing that soon. But I had to get a new computer because it seemed mine got blown to pieces. The logic board went out, and it seemed to be a mess. And we've got all new equipment in the studio now. We had we've had several things happen. We've had lightning strikes. We've had other energies sent down the wires suspiciously, and quite a few other things. But basically, we're back up and running. By next week, we'll have everything back totally operational, and hopefully, we won't be cutting in and out like we have in the past, and having some good equipment here. It's not easy keeping electrical equipment running, even cars running here at the ranch, because it is a vortex. It's a high energy place, and our batteries are constantly being drained, and some are overcharged, and they end up fusing on the inside. All kinds of things, alternators going out. So I always have backup batteries here, and I've had to put new alternators on the vehicles and everything else. But you know, it's just a testimony to the fact that we are living on a vortex, and there are some crazy frequencies going around here. We have some places, if you park, they actually drain your battery. Speaking about drained batteries, a lot of people are feeling some real crazy energies flying around right now, and they're getting headaches and feeling lethargic, and people are you know, pretty much going crazy. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but over in Miami, one of the craziest things I've ever heard was two men, you know, in the causeway there on a major freeway, I guess were duking it out naked, and one guy had the other guy down and was actually eating his face off and ate, I guess, most of his face off, and then growled at the police when they showed up, and the guy kept yelling at him to quit, and he wouldn't quit, and I guess he shot him, and he kept going, and he had to empty his whole pistol into the guy to get him to finally, you know, go down. But you know, they're saying it's bath salts and other things, but I think it's a lot more than that. People, you know, will always attribute things to a drug or a chemical or whatever else, but there's some unseen energies flying around, and when you have people growling and exhibiting some superhuman strength and doing some other pretty crazy stuff, odds are you've got a few entities, you know, at play there. So it's very important. I guess another guy actually, you know, cut his stomach open and threw his intestines at the cops, and I think he's dying now. I don't know if he's made it through his ordeal. You know, I can go on and on, not to gross people out, but there are some crazy things going on. And I think there's two reasons for this. I think one, obviously, people are just fed up. You know, they're holding a lot of anger, a lot of resentment, a lot of trauma, you know, that they haven't taken care of. And we have these massive solar flares coming in that are exciting the energy fields around the human aura, and people are having to process. They can't hide from their traumas anymore, and you can use whatever drug you want and, you know, alcohol, whatever, to try to suppress it. It just doesn't work anymore. So that's one thing, too. The veils between worlds are becoming very thin, and so there's a lot of astral beings running around looking for a place to express, you know, and if they have a lot of unresolved issues, a lot of anger, you know, a lot of problems, you know, they're going to actually hook into people, and some people will have multiple entity attachments. You know, we Tianjai is one of the Qigong practitioners, you know, that talks about that. One of the things I've said, I know several people that are in the kind of Qigong or Yigong or those type of practices, and they said one of the things they're coming up against quite often now is attachment and even possession type entities. And they've talked about the ways that, you know, you can tell if you're being affected by these entities, if you're having just a lot of times, if you have emotional outbursts, you're feeling sick and lethargic, you know, you can be a lot of vomiting and other things in a most severe case. You know, people will be really sick, and they'll be, you know, not to be graphic, they'll be firing out of both ends, and all kinds of problems will come out of that. And they'll do some very crazy things. They'll isolate themselves and just lash out at people. And you know, it's happening around the globe right now. So keep an eye on that. You know, it's not just happening, in one event. I mean, we're getting, the news is covering one thing after another. You know, one guy ripping his clothes off and playing with himself in public. You know, major figures are just flipping out. I saw some good expressions there, and I guess in the Senate, where I'm not sure if it's a senator or not, or the House of Representatives. I wasn't clear. I just saw the video of it. I guess one of the senators stood up and just started screaming and yelling about all the bills that they've been given and that are stripping us of all of our freedoms and rights. There's no money coming in, taking away all the money from the monies that actually go to help people are being stripped away. At the same time, the rights are being stripped away. And one of the senators just flipped out and said, enough's enough. How do I go back to my people and tell them, you know, that they've lost all their rights, and on top of that, they've lost all their money as well, and I think that's a good reason to flip out, be honest with you. I think more people should be getting, a little more excited about that one. There's a website out there called the Suspicious Observer, and I thought it was pretty interesting. There's this sunspot that's turning around. It's a massive sunspot. It's aiming right towards us, and it's popping off one CME after another, or sun flares that most people know. It's coronal mass ejections, is CME. But it's just coming through in waves, and I'm seeing people are having a lot of physical problems with that comes along with these solar flares. So it's good to know that you're not alone, that this is happening everywhere, and it's affecting people differently. And so there are a lot of people that are having some pretty crazy experiences out there. There's a few other things happening out there I wanted to cover, especially with these sunspots. One of them, I think it's amazing. As I was saying, one of them looks like a giant chicken. And the kind of the mascot or something that NASA uses all the time is this rubber chicken, and they send things off into space, like they actually sent something, I think it was towards the sun to observe something, some experiment, and it had a rubber chicken, attached to it. But, anyway, you look at the odds. What are the odds of this massive solar flare looking just like a chicken? To me, it's pretty funny. You think about it. Maybe the sun god does have a sense of humor. And maybe it's trying to tell NASA something, that there's more to the story than it knows, that the sun just might be a conscious being. And there might be light beings existing within that sun. If you're not physical, you're not going to burn up. That's the bottom line. I mean, what's there to burn? But, these higher dimensional beings there look like they're having fun, with their images and chickens and all kinds of other things. But it's getting quite interesting, watching all this phenomena that's happening. I really want to stress to people, we have a newsletter and we send it out. Sign up for our newsletter, because we send out healing techniques and techniques to actually heal any unseen negative influences. And you can actually go to the website at eSETI.org and request that. We can send you a copy of that over the net, because it's so important right now. The veils are getting thinner. There is basically a war going on with in the astral level, in the lower astral levels, between beings that want to control and dominate and influence people on the levels below them. And, I don't want to sound like a fundamentalist. It's just a reality, basically. It is happening. There are lower vibrational beings in the fourth dimension, and they are having fun right now, hooking in, creating as much trouble as possible. Some of our Illuminati friends, they actually do bring these beings in and to work with them and to gain powers and abilities. So that is going on, and there are people who have due to a lot of focusing on the negative, or substance abuse, alcohol abuse, or just having a real low self-esteem. A lot of unresolved issues are actually opening doors or gates for these beings to come in. And it's not, this isn't woo-woo now, this is mainstream. I mean, it's in the mainstream press now. You're seeing it, happening over and over again, just crazy acts happening, around the globe. And this is just an ongoing thing that's happening. We have to pay attention to it. The most important thing right now is to be the observer. Pay attention to the your energy fields and what you're feeling, your surroundings. If you're feeling a lot of anger or a lot of emotions or grief or sadness, a good chance it may not be yours. It may be coming from another level, because these other beings have mental bodies and emotional bodies. There's other energies. There's psychic turbulence created by psychotronics and things like that as well that are affecting people, on the sun flares. Actually, when monkeys are exposed to fluctuations in the magnetic fields, they exhibit behavior from comatose to self-mutilation. So it's very important now to learn to be the observer, to watch yourself, watch your energies, watch your intentions. That's so important right now. Go right to your intentions. What are your intentions? What are you setting out to do? Are you coming from the heart? Are you coming from love? Is this in service to humanity, the earth, or is this self-serving or coming from, a wounded perspective or an aspect of yourself that you haven't healed yet? Because that's all coming up. You can't get away from it. I've been watching lately, and many others too, the whole collective consciousness is processing waves of energy. And it seems like themes are going through, and a lot of themes going through are old childhood memories and things that are being processed right now, along with other things in the collective consciousness. People that are sensitive are feeling the collective consciousness, the earth consciousness, everything psychometrized into the earth. They're feeling that coming up as well, because the earth herself is in a process of releasing the past and getting ready to kind of shake off whatever is in alignment with where she wants to go. And basically, we have to become loving, joyous beings that are in service to the creator and creation if we are going to stay here and go with the earth and where she's going. It's that simple. The unity consciousness, the waves of unity consciousness that are exponential, that are coming through, are shaking up all these people that have a sense of entitlement, and the people that are doing the greed and the separation game. It's just not working for them anymore. And a lot of them are realizing it, waking up. So it's very, very important, that we be aware of this and not get caught up in it and add more garbage to the garbage pit. Now, it's very important, as I said, is to realize, and this may sound woo-woo, but it's not. It's all about frequency, is that love is the ultimate power. It is the power that it's the cosmic glue that holds things together. It's the manifesting force behind creation. It is the master juju, you might say, on the planet. And we have the ability to channel the love of the source itself through us. We have the genetics and the ability. We just have to rise to the occasion and know that. And we can channel this energy into every situation. And we can channel it to places there is no time or distance and space in thought. Thought's instantaneous. So we can focus our energies and this love and joy and bliss and help to release the past and clean up these negative energies just by our intentions and by gathering as groups and setting our intentions to do this. And the more we do this, the more people will start letting go of the old program, the old separation game and the, power over others and all the other, the greed games and everything else that's going on here. There's the good news is it's the whole universe has come out for this one, and there are so many beings and so many planes and dimensions and civilizations on those planes and dimensions that are involved now in the planet's ascension process and the restoration of Earth and to reset her on her original course, that it's unstoppable. The universe itself is cooperating on every level, and there are cycles, natural cycles, you might say, that are happening right now that are all going in this direction. So it's a force that can't be stopped. It's a process that can't be stopped. And those who are trying to stop this process are only accelerating their own demise. They're accelerating their karma. They're accelerating their grief, their wounds, their traumas. All of this stuff is being accelerated. And it's an unsustainable program. You know, so basically the powers that were that are on their way out are doing all they can to keep it together and, you know, keep this power over others program going and enslavement through dependency and continue to enslave us through debt and lack and all these things which are unnatural. They are going to do their best, you know, to keep this program going. The bottom line is there's no way it can continue. It's just impossible for it to continue. The only way it could continue is to create a whole different level for it to finish its stuff out, which is what's probably going to happen. You know, they probably will go to another plane or dimension of a much lower level where people will still be, you know, manipulating, controlling each other and fighting over little pieces of paper and energy digits basically on a computer until they're done with it, until they realize it's a no-win situation. So, you know, there will be places for these people to go, but it won't be on Earth and they won't be frequency specific to return to Earth. So, you know, their toys, they're not going to be able to take with them and they're not going to be able to come back to them either. You know, that's just the way it is. That's the way it's set up. So, the shift that we're under right now is just phenomenal. The sun, the solar cycle 24 right now is revving up, and now they're finding out these M-class flares are having a bigger impact than the X-class flares of solar cycle 23. They're carrying a lot more punch with them. And we are getting hit just one after another, you know, with these flares. We're also getting hit with over 500 bursts of energy from the cosmos, from different areas in the universe are coming in. Big gamma ray bursts, things like that. We used to have about 50. Now it's up to 500. We're moving into a highly energized place in space we've never been before. We're having these incredible planetary alignments, the Venus transit. It is coming up, and that's going to be interesting. Along with, we just had a major alignment with the Pleiades system, with Alcyon. So now we've got the Pleiadian energy streaming into the Earth. And from my source, they talk a lot about the Pleiades as the terraformers, and they've been very, very involved in the Earth for quite a long time. In fact, they have more genetic stock here on the Earth than any other group. So there's actually 12 main star nations and others involved as well that were involved in adding their genetics and terraforming the Earth. And a lot of these ancient ancestors are returning. A lot of them that built those massive monuments, you know, the pyramids and things like that nature are starting to make their presence known again. So pay attention or watch your dreams, you know, do your meditation time and start creating your future. Create the world you want to see. You know, not the one, you know, don't focus on the negative. You have to deal with the negative. You can't ignore it, you know, but, you know, it's really good to start focusing on the outcome you want to see and not agree. As Anelia says, don't agree with the other stuff. You know, don't support it. Don't agree with it. Don't participate with it. If you are involved in anything that's harmful to humanity, the Earth, it's really time to walk away from that. If you're involved with anything that's suppressing humanity or diminishing the freedom of humanity, in any way, it's time to walk away. It really is, because if you don't, there's going to be some real serious consequences down the road. One of the things I saw was very amazing was that in Germany, the police took their helmets off and marched with the protesters. And, you know, that's something we really would like to see here, you know, that those who have taken an oath to serve the people really need to remember they're there to serve the people, not the corporate agenda. And the people, the masses are awakening, and you're going to find yourself very outnumbered here in the future. So if you want to be the butt end of a lot of negative energy and a lot of anger and frustration, you know, and if you want to continue to support, you know, these corporate agendas, that, you know, good luck with that. It's not going to be a fun ticket, you know, in the future. You're not going to have any respect or love or anybody, anything from any of your neighbors or your peers. And so I know the ones that have, you know, honored their oath and that are protecting the people and keeping the peace. Those people are the ones that are going to do really well. And those are going to get the support of the people. You know, so it's, and we also have to realize too, there are certain elements out there that are trying to create havoc at peaceful marches and protests. And they're there just for that reason. They're there. They've been paid to do that, you know, by certain other elements that want to create, you know, conflict and disruption. So it's really good not to buy into that program or, you know, it's time to, you know, grab those guys. If you want to grab somebody, you know, grab those guys and, you know, the ones that are trying to create a negative, you know, a very violent negative scenario. There's so many things I want to cover about these shifts and these energies and dealing with them. As I'm looking out my window right now, I've been watching these. It's not so bad today, but, you know, just a massive chemtrail just flew right over the ranch here. And there was two more before that. And there's some very nasty stuff coming down in those chemtrails. And a lot of people ask me what we're doing about that. And, you know, and I'll tell you, it's kind of weird. I actually got some of these little nose filters that you put in your nose and it filters that stuff out, and you wear some good sunglasses or whatever. You can get some very clear ones so you can wear them, you know, all day. You know, a good set of those and a hat does wonders, and it also blocks out the solar flares too. It's really important to keep yourself a little covered, you know, wear a hat. You know, there's a lot of, lot of energy coming in right now, and I'll be out just for an hour and my whole face gets fried and sunburned, my arms. So there is a lot of energy coming in, and so we need to pay attention to it. You know, I think in the future we're probably going to have to start, you know, working late in the afternoon and early in the morning and take the midday off just to deal with the energies that are coming in and the shifts that are happening. And it's not a bad idea to, you know, to take the midday off, take a siesta, do your meditation time, you know, eat some lunch, you know, do a meditation time, do some dream time, and then start up again in the afternoon, you know, when the sun's lower. The sun gazing also is great. Do it early in the morning and late in the evening. Don't do it during the middle of the day. You'll fry out your retinas. But there's just so many things happening right now to cover. I don't even know where to start. I mean, I'm trying not to listen to the news, but it just keeps coming over and over again. You know, people are asking me over and over, what am I seeing in the future? And the only thing I can tell you is that change, you know, change and more change. There's so much change coming. It's just incredible. The economic program, I do not see continuing much longer. If it makes it to December, December 21st, you know, when the end of the Mayan calendar supposedly, or that particular calendar, if it does make it to that point, I would be shocked. I would be totally shocked. You know, from all the pundits right now, they're saying anywhere from October to December, they see a major turnover and a major, either a major crash, a total devaluation. And it's all about derivatives. So watch the derivatives. When you see the big derivative bubble starting to pop, which it is right now, JP Morgan cannot, you know, pay its derivatives. I mean, these things are just fake. There's nothing supporting them. And so now they've got these huge debts to pay off that, you know, people bought these scams and they're saying, okay, where's my money? You know, it's time to pay up. And these things are so leveraged that there's not enough money in the planet to pay these things. From what I understand, Bank of America has something like $51 trillion in derivatives out there that they can't take care of. And I know Wells Fargo is right behind there with just as many. JP Morgan just talked about $3 billion that they can't service, but we all know that it's much bigger than that. So I don't know what kind of magic rabbit, you know, our illustrious leader is going to pull out of his hat, but, you know, printing more money is not going to solve the problem. You know, it's just making money worthless. Money is not being backed by oil like it used to. A lot of countries are saying, hey, we don't want U.S. dollars anymore. We want to be paid in gold or some other currency. You know, and that's about the only thing that was propping it up, you know, and holding it together. So basically, keep an eye on this bubble, this big derivative bubble, because when it pops, you know, you better have things that are tangible in hand. That's just the way it is. I wouldn't depend on digital numbers. I wouldn't depend on anything on paper. You know, it's going to be worth the paper, basically. The price of paper is what you got there. If you have a piece of paper, it's a piece of paper, no matter what's written on it. You know, so when things crash or go down, it's just a piece of paper. So it's a good idea to think about that. You know, I don't want to create fear. I don't want to create, this is just reality. You know, digits, numbers, you know, digits are just digits. They're just numbers. They have no value other than what somebody gives them. When somebody decides they're not going to give them value anymore, or if they're not going to function anymore or operate, or where do your digits go? You know, what happens if a massive solar flare hits and the net goes down and all the other, you know, systems go down? You know, you can't use your ATM. The grid goes down. You know, you can't pump your water. You can't pump your gas. You can't even pump your sewage. You know, and you know, you get a situation like that, you know, it could be a real mess. You know, so if you're living, you know, off of that plastic card and you haven't put it away in anything else, you don't have anything tangible, you could see your whole world just stop. And that is a major possibility. So again, it's not to create fear or doom and gloom or anything around this. I don't have any fear talking about this. You know, it's there's no fear around it. If it just is, it's just common sense. You know, to put your money into things that are tangible. You know, buy yourself a nice piece of land. Get know where your water comes from. You know, start gardening. Store up some food. You know, it's just not a bad idea at all. You know, if you want to invest in metals, if you have a little extra, invest in precious metals. I think it's more important to invest in just, you know, basic goods that you're going to need. You know, get yourself a good supply of you know, toilet paper for one thing. You know, get your wood in. You know, get your basic thing. Get some rice and beans. You know, a couple sacks of rice and beans will go a long way. You can add other things to them later. You know, buy some canned goods and store them up. But, you know, I would not depend on things going the way they are. And you know, a lot of people are telling me, well, we're going to ascend. You know, we're going to sing Kumbaya, hold hands, and we're all going to walk into the fifth dimension. But that process is going to take a while. And while you're in that process, the third dimension might have some serious trouble in maintaining its integrity, you know, so that interim process you might want to be prepared for. You know, it's just common sense, and common sense is God sense. So, you know, that's the basic heads up is I'm really seeing, people are asking what I'm seeing. I do see a huge shift going on. I see the energies are coming in exponentially. They're increasing, that it's throwing this whole planet into process. We need to focus on releasing the past, becoming the observer, observe our attitudes and emotions, get out of the, get out of your pain body and stop projecting and blaming others, or you're going to go nowhere in this process. And it's time to find tools and techniques and people that can assist us in releasing the past and healing, you know, any wounds, traumas, or unseen influences that might be affecting us. You know, it's time for us to rise up and stand in our own authority and our own power and take dominion over our consciousness and the energy and what's surrounding us. And it's also time to set some boundaries in some cases. I mean, in some cases, we just need to set some firm boundaries and not agree to certain things and just say, you know what, I don't agree with this. You know, this is not in alignment with universal law. It's not in alignment with my divine rights, you know, my God-given rights, and it's not in alignment with just being a decent human being. And you know, it's time to just, you know, let people know you don't agree with it, it's not right, and you don't want to participate in it, and do whatever you need to do. Definitely, we are being challenged in that area, and we're doing okay right now. A lot of people wanted me to talk about our challenges here, you know, with the county and things of that nature. And you know, we're kind of in the middle of it again. It looked like it was dropped and pretty much done, but looks like they're starting it all up again. So anyway, we're going to continue to do what we need to do to hold our own here and continue to serve humanity and the earth. And you know, we've turned everything into private here, and so we are inviting people under private contract to come up and hang out, and friends and family. You know, I've got a lot of friends out there to come up and hang out, and we're just doing our standing on our God-given rights. You know, the right to privacy, the freedom of speech, the freedom to practice our spiritual beliefs, and the freedom to assembly, you know, all of those things which the county believes that we don't have, you know, those rights. So it's just amazing when I watch the consciousness and what's going on and just the total unconscious actions that I'm observing right now, where people just they're like, I don't know what, I can't even explain it, but it's like they just got to win. You know, they just need to be right, and they need to continue in their program, even knowing that their program is so dysfunctional and so unsustainable that it can't continue. And they know it's not in the highest and best good to do what they're doing. They know it's going to have a karmic backlash, but, you know, they're trapped in their egos and their positions of power over others, they think, and are totally oblivious to the fact that there will be serious consequences when you try to exert your will unjustly on others and do that program as any government is starting to experience right now. And this is a worldwide thing. It's not just our project here that we're working on, but globally, this seems like people have had enough of others trying to oppress or push their programs on them unwillingly and continue with the lack and the other stuff. But I know the Bilderberger program is going on right now. They're having another big meeting. I'd love to. I haven't heard from Alex Jones. I'll have to ask him what's going on there. He's mainly up on that stuff, but it would be great to hear what he has to say on this meeting. You know, it'd be good for a lot of people. I would just go on the internet if you want to find out about it. I'm sure it's up there. You know, type in Bilderberger meeting, for this June, and I'm sure it'll pop up. Or go to Alex Jones' website, Prison Planet, and you can find out, you know, what's going on there. But, you know, it'd really be great to get out there and support those guys, support people that are stepping up to the plate and that are asking the hard questions and challenging, you know, the status quo or the powers that were, you might say, and assisting them in their education and reality check, you might say. So, you know, there are just so many, there's just so many things going on that, you know, I don't even know where to start. You know, I could go on and on, you know, with this whole thing, but, you know, I don't want to spin on the negative too much because there are just a lot of crazy, bizarre things going on. But it's important to know that you're not alone, that everybody's in process right now. The whole planet's in process. You know, when these huge influxes of energy come in, it's like semantics. When a large influx of energy comes in, it first creates chaos. And then it finds then it finally settles in. It becomes sympathetic, you know, through sympathetic resonance, everything starts resonating again and creates a new form. And that's what we're going through. We're going through waves of chaos. You know, the energy will come in. We're going to have some chaos, and then things are going to rise up and find a new level and then find their equilibrium again. And then another wave of energy is going to come in, and then we'll have another opportunity to process and heal and get to the next level. And then another one is going to come in. So it's an ongoing process. It's exponential. It's increasing in severity. It seems the energy is coming up. And the only way out, basically, is just to learn to release the past. You know, that Ho'oponopono. I love the Ho'oponopono stuff. It's, you know, where you just say, you know, forgive me, I'm sorry, I love you. and you probably have whatever else you want to do to that, but it's really important to start doing that. You know, I myself had to really go deep into any kind of connections that I have, any attachments, any old relationships, everything. And go in there and cut any cords, because I found out I was just carrying way too many people, and it was affecting me physically. And so, although I still love all these people, I really want to see them wake up. And you can't instill want into another person; it's their job. And the old program is to carry as many people as you can to get them through these changes. The new program is to help people change themselves and give them the tools and techniques to master, you know, their own emotions and master, you know, their own creations, you might say. So anyway, I'm all for the new program, and I'm starting to just sever all these cords and old programs and carrying and things I was carrying from the past and releasing the past and been doing the old Ho'oponopono, I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right, program. You know, I haven't even heard of it for a long time, but doing that in each case and just saying, you know, I'm sorry, forgive me, you know, I love you. And then I visualize the cords going back to that person, their own presence, energy is being returned to them, connecting back into their hearts. My energies are connecting back into my heart. And after doing that for about an hour, I was just like, all of a sudden I had all this energy and I didn't realize how many people I was carrying. And then so later on, I in meditation, I said, well, can you just start showing me faces or names or shoot the information on what else I need to do? And a lot more names popped up that I didn't even think about, you know. People's names I forgot about. You know, this was relationships 30 years ago were popping up, and I go, "Whoa, where'd that come from?" You know, so I had to go in and do some forgiveness and sever the cords and clear it. But it's we're all going to have to do that. We're all going to have to become sovereign in our own energies. We're going to have to, you know, hold our own frequencies and become the observer, observe what we're feeling. And the old saying, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And again, if you want to do those clearings, they're in the books, both Reading with Source and Becoming Gods. If you go to the eSETI website, you can get all the information on how to do those clearings and how to do some very powerful personal healing and contact meditations and world healing meditations, and actually learn about the real history of Earth. The information concerning the the origin of Christianity and a lot of the religions that we've come into, and the information about the two gods. You know, there just wasn't one god; there was actually two playing around here. You have the God of the Old Testament, the jealous, wrathful God. Who, destroyed village after village and did some pretty heinous things, And then you have the new covenant that Jesus talked about, which is the God of love and joy and the all-forgiving, all-loving God. And it's time to realize that our history had different events in it. And the people that wrote about them did the best they could, but with the understanding that they had. It's the very schizophrenic religion, if you don't understand what really happened in the past. If you do, all of a sudden it goes, okay, I get it, why would God slay children and have people sacrifice their children and make people crawl on the ground and eat their dung and slay whole villages, peaceful people that didn't do anything, and bash kids' brains out on rocks and things like that? That's all in the Old Testament. And it's time to realize that just because it's in there doesn't make it right. And it's time to let go of that old image of a warring God, because that's a real serious problem we have on this planet. It makes war okay, and war isn't okay, no matter how you cut it. The other children of God and especially the children and wives and families over there that are being, torn asunder and blown up and families destroyed and homes destroyed and all those things are not God's plan. And if you think they are, good luck with your God, because, I always ask myself, who would Jesus bomb? It just makes no sense whatsoever. None of this does. And I think people are starting to figure that out. It's a racket. War is a racket. It's a money-making program, and a lot of people are paying with their lives, and there's a lot of pain and suffering coming, at the expense of others, which the profits are just going into the hands of a few. So it's time to pay attention to this, pay attention to everything, what's going on, and look at your own lives. Look and see if you're a willing participant in a program that's enslaving others or trespassing on their basic human rights. And if you are, it's time to back away from that. It's just there are going to be consequences. And if you think that program is going to be sustainable in the next few months, good luck, because it's not. The Earth has already chosen. She's going to the next level, and those programs aren't sustainable. They aren't going to be making it. And so if your livelihood depends on that, I would start looking for a new livelihood right away. I wouldn't wait to figure things out. And as I was saying, it probably is time. It is time to really go out and start paying attention to your environment, start paying attention to the pulse of nature, get very clear with that. Don't be in denial concerning the condition of, the social and economic, structure and what it's looking like. Pay attention. Things are happening. Pay attention to them. And most of all, I think it is so important right now is to pay attention to nature and pay attention to the sun and what it's doing. Watch the storms. Watch the wind. Listen to the wind. And just see how the rest of the world, the rest of nature is reacting to all this. Go watch the ants build their nest. If their nest is really tall, it means they're storing up. There's something coming. If they have really low nests, then everything's good. So they'll tell you they're more tapped in than we are. Believe me, the bugs, it's sad, but the insects, we've devolved below the insects as far as our ability to see the future and tap into the rhythm of nature. If we are living in these cement cubicles and stuffed together with all the psychic turbulence and have our TVs blaring, you're not going to have a clue, as to what's on the horizon. So it's very important now to the most I can stress, it's important to end the go-betweens for everybody make their own personal God connection, creator spirit, whatever you want to call it. Get out in nature, listen to the pulse of nature, and start getting closer to nature. Find out where your water's coming from, find out where your food's coming from, find out what's in your food. It's so important right now to deal with this on every level, body, mind, and spirit. Watch your thoughts. What's going through your mind? What kind of thoughts are going through your mind on a regular basis? That's again really important. If there are any calls, we've just got a few minutes. We're going to have to cut the first session off a little because we have a great interview coming up for the second hour. So we're going to go ahead and just take about 10 minutes for call-ins. I've just got the new studio up. I just built all these new shelves and everything. And the one thing I forgot to do was to get the call-in numbers. So those of you who already have the call-in numbers or are listening on the website to the BBS radio, just go ahead and pull those up. I could give you a good guess. I don't want to send out the wrong numbers and start rattling everybody's phone lines. But one of the best numbers to call is 1-800-627-6008. Again, that's 1-800-627-6008. And the other lines are 530-413-5011. That's 530-413-5011. And so if you want to give us a call, we just got a few minutes to do some call-ins. We've got about 8 minutes left before we get into the next show. And if you have any questions about what's going on or what you've been feeling lately or what you've been experiencing, by all means, call in. We'll see if we can clarify some things or get in touch with what's going down in your world. And basically, that's what this is. It's all about As You Wish Talk Radio. So I find it interesting that so many people kept saying, hey, where'd you go? You're doing these pre-records, Where'd you go? We want to hear from you. And here it is. I'm here. Now you're hearing from me. And if you want to call in, by all means, do so. But this next hour is really good. Wonderful speaker we've got coming up. And he's got a great website, our YouTube channel going. And he's going to be working on some new information, but it looks like we've got Brett on line four. Are you with us, Brett?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, James?
Oh, doing great.
Good. I just wanted to call in. I heard you talking about your newsletter you put out and about healing techniques. I wanted to know if you could send out some techniques on meditation and such as that. I live in South Florida here, and there's not a lot of people that are into, Eastern religions and philosophies. They're more Christian and Catholic, and that's about it. So there's not like a places I can go to or learn anything, so I don't have anyone to talk to about it. So I just wanted to know if you could send out some information regarding that.
Regarding groups that are in your area, or
no, if you could send out some information about meditation techniques and stuff to do.
Okay, yeah,
Yeah,
shoot me an email and I can send you the clearing techniques for sure. And the meditation ones are actually in the books. Very powerful meditation techniques are in Reunion with Source. And they were techniques that I learned through Tibetan masters that are incredible. And they really work. And if you want to grab the book, I'm not trying to push the book, but
yeah, I bought three of your books and got in a car accident and they towed it away and the people they took the car away, stole the books out of it.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So I got to order some more.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely that first book has everything in it. You know, I'd have to scan them and copy them and send them. It'd be a lot easier just to get the book. That's why I wrote it. You know, so I wouldn't have to do it again.
I have one more question about, I saw some stuff on the internet about the pictures of the moon, and it supposedly had rotated somewhat. Like certain geographical locations were in the same place anymore. Do you know anything about that?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised in the least, considering what the tugs and pulls and all the other things going on. And it does look like it's rotated. I wish it would rotate all the way around so we could see the backside of the moon where all the bases are and everything.
Yeah, right. All right, that's all.
All right, thanks for calling. It looks like we've got Terry on line three.
Hi, James. This is Terry. I did a transpersonal session with you guys about a month ago, and an entity came forth to offer help. And I've been meditating pretty much every day, and I still cannot connect. So do you have any ideas?
You know what I would do is that if you do the clearings,
I do the clearing every day.
Yeah. That's really interesting, because if you do the clearings first, you know, what happens is people come to these transpersonal release sessions and they have these huge breakthroughs. And then after the breakthrough, they're connected. You're just connected. And so it's not, you're not going to have it as, you know, heavy of an experience. I won't say heavy, but I don't have the right words for it, but it's not going to be as intense.
Right, because it was a long distance one.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're probably connected. You know, you're definitely connected. Give us a ring, and we'll look into that and see what's going on. It just might be you're connected, but it's a lot easier now, so it doesn't feel as strong or as intense because you've already risen up to that frequency.
Okay.
But if you give us shoot us an email, you know, we can look into that and see what's going on and shoot you an email back.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening.
Okay. Bye.
Looks like we've just got a couple minutes left. We might be able to squeak in one more caller. We're going to have to end this thing at 8:55 due to this other interview is a little bit longer than we figured. But anyway, so just having a couple minutes left. Again, I just want to stress, take some time off from whatever you're doing. Take some me time. You know, do something that really brings you joy. Get out in nature as much as you can right now. Do some real deep clearing process on yourself. If you know somebody that's highly recommended that knows how to, like, you know, the transpersonal release sessions we do, we cover everything from past lives to healing any unseen negative influences or attachments. And then we actually go into age one and go through and find your major blocks and patterns and clear those out. And then you get a wonderful love feeding and at the end and a lifting. But and we can do those long distance as well, because there is no time or distance in space. We had some amazing technology come up here. We had a guy come up with this technology called PIP technology, and he actually filmed two of the sessions that we did. And one of the sessions was with Ezekiel's energy coming in, and the whole room just filled up with golden energy. And they can film the different energy bands as they come in with this new technology. And it was just amazing. It totally validated the work that we were doing. And then when Mary's energy came in for another clearing, the whole room turned pink. It was just, and everybody's bodies turned pink and just pixelated out. It was just amazing. And so people are held in this high frequency, this energy, during the process, and it allows you to heal things very quickly and gracefully. So that's one process. There's a lot of other processes out there, and we are going to get that footage up on the site pretty soon. It's just a matter of getting it out there. But anyway, hopefully we can get this second hour up. It's a great, great interview. I want you to check this one out. And with any luck, we'll get that thing loaded and go into the second hour. So hopefully we can pop this thing on. I think we're ready to go. All right, fire it up, and have a great evening, everybody. Greetings, this is James Gilliland, and welcome to the second half of As You Wish Talk Radio. I've got a great guest. I've got Ralph Smart, and he's got he has their website. Infinite Waters. Actually, if you want to get a Skype, but seems to me that his website's not on here, so we'll get that from him. But actually, he's the spirit behind the YouTube channel Kemet Prince One, also known as Infinite Waters Diving Deep. He's an author, alchemist, researcher, psychologist, graphic designer, film editor, sound engineer, musician, filmmaker, poet, VFX artist, architect, and infinite being. Yeah, what a bio. But actually, we could use all the above up here right about now. So without any further, let's welcome Ralph on the show. Are you with us?
I'm here, James. Thanks so much for having me here, and it's just great to be on your show, really.
Oh, it's so funny. I'm reading your thing and your bio here, and I'm going, boy, I wish I had somebody like that here, you know, because we're always having sound problems, editing problems, getting, you know, things working, getting the equipment to work right, especially on the Vortex here. Everything is going haywire half the time. So it's a full-time job just keeping things together. But anyway, enough about that. I'd love to hear, you know, in the beginning, how you got started in this field and, you know, what was the inspiration behind that?
Right. Well, I've always been curious just about human nature in general. I've always loved to study and just watch human behavior and just realize how so many of us on the planet are really in denial about how we live. So I could always see it as a young child that something was wrong. I didn't know what it was. I just could smell it in the air, and I just realized that many of us were really living in a limited state. And being raised in the church and what have you, I began to question a few things, and just really just opening up my mind, I just really began to question a few things. And it was just when I had this massive paradigm shift all of a sudden, just when I finished my degree, and I just realized there's so much we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know,
it seems it seems like the churches they kind of dehumanize God or whatever, and you know, and actually they believe that they have a better idea about creation other than the Creator and how the Creator created things. You know, it's
right.
Rather than just leave it alone and realize all of it's divine.
Right. It is. It's such a big game. The more one dives deeper, you realize that this is a big game, and it's been going on for so long in terms of just human manipulation. And it's very clever. You have to take your hats off to the architects who really put this whole thing together, because they know how human beings work, and they know that most people aren't interested in any of this. So they, you know, most people just want to have some drinks and you know, watch the game, and that's it. So and watch your favorite soap. So many of us, we're not really interested in really questioning.
Yeah, it does. It seems like as long as the beer is flowing and, you know, the big screen TV and the SUV and the condo is still up and running, that nobody really cares. You know, the vast majority don't really care about anything else. But that seems to be changing now with this just massive awakening and influx of energy, because people are they're losing their homes and their cars and their big screen TVs. And
Right.
It's forcing them to awaken.
Right. This is it. So many people are awakening now because the internet really is connecting so many of us, and people are waking up by the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. It's just the shift which is happening. No one really knows why it's happening, but people just are realizing that reality is not what it seems, and more people are beginning to step into knowing as opposed to belief. And, you know, this is an interesting time because no one knows how it's going to end or which way it's going to go, because, you know, a lot of people are talking about even living off the grid in terms of just forming their own kind of ecosystem. And even work is not really what it used to be. A lot of people are looking towards working for themselves because they don't fancy being under someone's authority for the rest of their life.
Yeah, that does seem to be a major movement right now, where I know there's just this extreme uneven dispersal of wealth. People are finally figuring it out, you know, how they have become enslaved and who's doing it. It'll be interesting to see how this meeting goes. I guess they're having this big Bilderberger meeting right now.
Right.
And I know a lot of people are starting to gather. I think eventually the numbers are going to just increase, and we're going to have our own Arab Spring over here in the States. That's where it looks like it's going.
Right. Well, I'm not sure about your awakening, but I know my one, and a lot of other people I've talked to, when you realize that nothing is what it seems, then it's almost like you get a panic attack for a minute. And, you know, a lot of people are going to go really crazy when they get that shift, you know, in a good way. But first, it's almost going to be like stepping into a cold bath, because, you know, when it hits you, it hits you. You know, it's almost going to be like a tornado for so many people, because it's just not how we're used to seeing things.
Mm-hmm. It's like somebody, you know, eventually the matrix, you know, the system as it is now is totally unsustainable. So eventually, you know, that switch is going to be flipped. And those who are totally dependent on the matrix or engrossed in the matrix are going to have a really rude awakening, you know, when this event happens. I think it's critical mass. When we hit a certain point, it just, the switch gets flipped, and then we're, you know, we're back to basics.
Right. Definitely. Well, this is age of the water bearers and the information age. So the information is so much that basically we can't even keep up. So the way that the internet is going, and just the influx, I mean, so many videos uploaded to YouTube every single second, you know, so it's just that we're flooded with so much information. It's a beautiful thing, because it just means that a lot of people are getting different bits of information which they can relook at life at, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not just from the mainstream media, which is pretty much corporate owned and censored. And, you know, it's amazing. People go, you know, they said if there was real news, I mean, they would cover it. You know, if there was a fuelless energy device that actually worked, it would be all over mainstream news, or a UFO landing or something like that. And I just said, who are you kidding?
right.
actually the local press here has covered, you know, a lot of the events happening here, which is interesting. And we've had Fox News and ABC come out here and all kinds of people that and they actually did a pretty good job. They didn't, you know, they didn't ridicule it, because they couldn't, because the evidence was overwhelming. But, you know, they always bring in the debunkers and all the other stuff. But, you know, to give the other side, they always try to create controversy, you know, because controversy sells. And it's too bad that they just can't report the news as it is.
Right. Well, they're just doing their job, really. A lot of the news reporters, they're just there for the check. And, you know, people like Murdoch and what have you, who own these corporations, you know, they get to choose what goes on. So, you know, it's great to have an alternate media source like the internet, where, like you said, people can just show it in a different light, show it in a different view. And that's mm-hmm. where it's headed. That's why the internet has killed television, and it's the way forward, really.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we don't have television up here because we don't have any signals anyway, and you'd have to get a satellite. And basically, I can't even stand the vibrations coming out of that box, so we just...
Right.
We don't have
right.
it.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of the technology we use, we don't actually know how it works. And, you know, we use it, but if you ask someone to put it together, you know, most of us, we don't have a clue, because a lot of the technology has been designed a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. And what we have today is really just old prototypes. Even the internet, I mean, as great as it is, but it's still primitive, you know. I mean, there's technologies available far superior, you know, that certain people have, you know, but they won't release it to the mass public because it's not time. The time isn't ready yet.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they have, I know they have technology, computer technology, where they can transmit straight into your brain and you'd actually think it was your idea, you know, and not,
wow.
And
wow.
not know the difference. You know, they've got some pretty amazing technology and these biological computers and things like that, what's become a laptop now is the size of a cell phone, and pretty soon it'll be even smaller, you know, where you can just project it on a wall and project a little keypad
wow,
out
right.
and type, you know. So, you know, that's getting kind of crazy. But anyway, it does seem like, you know, with the new technology and the internet right now, communication between everyone is there. It doesn't matter where you are, basically. And I
right,
think
right.
that is unifying the planet.
Definitely. It's really a massive shift which is happening, which is connecting so many people. It's the quickening, really, where everything is speeding up to this super speed that, you know, it's amazing how many people are just really finding themselves again. And a lot of people are connecting with like minds as well, because a lot of times many people have been separated and have been silenced. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of people are connecting back, and it's a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a friend a long time ago. I took it was some shamanic teachings from him over, and I came out of Guyana, and a quite interesting guy. But he was telling me his life story, and I don't want to get him to trouble, so I won't mention his name. But he. As a kid, he was challenging the churches and the systems, and he was asking questions. Well, you know, if Joseph wasn't Jesus's father, then, you know, what does that make him? You know, and he was asking all these, you know, the tough questions you're not supposed to talk about. You know, like if Eve was the only woman on the planet, you know, who did, you know, Cain have sex with to get the species
right,
to go, you know,
right.
things like, he kept asking these questions, you know, and so next thing you know, he found himself in a hospital scheduled for a lobotomy, you know, they were just going to experiment on him. And he had a white smock on, you know, and they had him scheduled for this, this operation. And he just took his smock off and walked out in the jungle. He said a being appeared to him and said, take your clothes off and walk into the jungle now.
And, wow.
And
right.
he did. And he just walked into the jungle, and that was it. And but he was the, you know, how each village has like a chosen one, you might say, that they feel is going to be the shaman or the visionary or whatever. And he was
right.
that person. But, you know, I'm sure. Well, it's so long ago. His name's Eric Vorman. I don't think he'd get him into trouble now talking about it. But he had
right.
some amazing healing abilities, and the work that he was doing was phenomenal. And the press tried to do an interview, and he was working on me on the table doing his stuff, and their cameras wouldn't work, and they couldn't
wow.
figure out what was going on, and because the flashes weren't working. And the film, every time they took pictures, it was all distorted, you know.
Wow.
But
wow.
It was pretty hilarious, you know, watching the whole thing and watching the mainstream media can't figure out why none of their equipment is working or anything else. They were just perplexed. And I just told them, I said, well, you know, you should really meditate on this and think about what happened here and why your paradigm isn't functioning.
Right, right. Well, that's the whole thing. You know, many of us, we're just told we have five senses, and if we're lucky, we get a sense of humor.
But yeah.
Beyond that, you know, there's so many other senses we have, which really, that's all part of the game, just to limit us into this 3D reality. And, you know, the people who are really pulling the strings on top, they know that we're so powerful. And I think that's the whole beauty of the whole internet and everything. A lot of people are reclaiming their power once again.
Yeah, I agree. I always tell people, you know, why do you think all this genetic tinkering is going on and everything else? And it's because we have the genes of the gods, you know.
And right.
People all over the universe are coming to try to get a hold of that, you know, and get a piece of that. So, you know, why not turn it on, you know, activate it?
Right, right. Definitely. I mean, that's how it has to be. Human beings are immensely powerful, and simply because that's why there's so much need to sort of limit us and really make us feel inadequate, because once enough people have that truth of not having any authority, whether it's in an organization, then it's over. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's going to be like Mad Max out here in terms of, you know, people just really reclaiming their power. Everything will crumble. That's the thing. The system is dependent on automatons to function, this present-day system. And now what we're seeing before our eyes is that a lot of people are basically reactivating themselves, so everything is changing as well, you know, the whole fabric of society.
Yeah, they have a saying, an awakened God is very hard to handle. And so that's the last thing they want, you know, is people to awaken.
Right, right. But that's another thing. You know, a lot of us, you know, we can talk about the powers that be, but they are us, you know. Illuminati are us. All of these things are us. It's just because they're our shadow. And a lot of the times we have, it's our insecurity which has caused this in the first place. You know, nobody was doing anything to us, but many of us were gullible and insecure, so we accepted a reality. Now a lot of us, we're stepping into knowing, so we're losing that insecurity.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen there's such a movement right now, you know, with these Occupy movements and the sovereignty movements you know, people reclaiming their inalienable rights and God-given rights. I know we're having to do that here, you know, with certain agencies, and it's quite a test. And I know this is the microcosm of the macrocosm, so it's a worldwide event, and I think that's what has, you know, these controllers are so perplexed by it, because they don't know where it's coming from and they don't know how to stop it, although they're trying, you know.
Oh yeah. I mean, this thing has gone on for so long, and now it's just a breath of fresh air, because, you know, we can't forget what has been done and the power it's had in terms of all of these books, these religious books, because a lot of them contain the truth within them, bits of the truth. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, and you know, they're so powerful in terms of just mind control tools. And you know, a lot of it's, the spell is being broken, because a lot of people now aren't, you know, falling for these fairy tales anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people aren't, you know, they want the real thing. You know, they want to touch it. They don't want to just believe in it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a lama I studied with, and you know, I thought he was going to really push Buddhism. And one of the things he said is, he said, you know, you have to transcend all religions and all cultures, you know, everything, and you know, and become one with the God within, basically, and see God in everyone and everything, the Creator in all creation. He said, even
right.
Buddhism. He said, wherever you have an ism or a gathering, you know, or whatever, you know, it's contained, and you have to break that containment.
Right, definitely.
Yeah. The
definitely.
Yeah, the work that you're doing, I think it's amazing. I was listening to some of your work, and actually, I've always felt the same way, is that bringing God down into physical is really the path to ascension, not trying to get out of Dodge, you know, and leave the physical. I'd love to hear your insights on that, on how we've actually suppressed, you know, the physical and humanness and sexuality and all these other things to that are actually suppressing our own awakening.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Essentially, we're made from the same fabric as everything in the universe. So, you know, there's nothing external to us. And, you know, God has been seen as this man with a beard in the sky. And even in other cultures where God is something else, but it's always something external. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us, because everything in this society is based around religion. You know, billions of people are still in religion, so it's still the driving force. But essentially, when we talk about just the God within, like you just said, you know, that's what a lot of, that's empowering for a lot of people, because once they realize that, then the search is over, and a lot of energy is released, because many of us, we're searching outside of ourselves. And also, if you look at sexuality, God is, when we talk of sexual repression, so many of us are sexually repressed because of, you know, what religion has told us, and all of these things. And, you know, many of us, we're not really comfortable with our bodies. That's another part of the game as well, because, you know, we're afraid of our nakedness. That's where the whole Adam and Eve story comes from. So whoever was writing it, they were on point, because they knew that, you know, this would trigger people's memory to say, okay, yes, you know, we were once in this place where we were naked, meaning, you know, it's symbolism here, you know, meaning that, you know, we didn't really care about being naked, and then suddenly our bodies became a kind of sin. So, you know, all of these stories, you know, they're well written, but at the same time, you know, people are breaking that and realizing that essentially the power lies within.
Mm-hmm. I know once I took a trip to a place called Tassajara. Have you ever heard of that? It's like a Zen retreat center.
Okay, no.
Yeah, and it's a really interesting place, but one of the things there is, you know, they have the basic Zen practices where people are walking around, you know, with their hands folded over their solar plexus and kind of looking down and being very somber, you know, no emotions or anything. And
right.
You know, and they cane you, you know, when you get out of line, you get whacked with a cane. But on the flip side of it was they had this beautiful waterfall and hot springs there. And so you could go and you could sit in the sauna or sit in the hot springs in the pools, and then you could go slide down the waterfall. And, you know, and end up in this big pool and then swim out. And all these people were on the rock sitting around. I mean, there was every size, shape, and color of person you could imagine there, all just laughing and having fun. You know, in nature. And I saw that and I said, and I looked at the other side where everybody was being, you know, nobody's in joy or bliss. Everybody's being very somber. And then the total opposite polarity of everybody just having fun and getting together and dropping all the boundaries, you know, and the judgments. And it was amazing watching that and watching people coming there. There's just an unfolding, like people, bankers, you know, where somebody would bring them there and they would just go, God, I wasted my whole life, you know, and they'd have these huge heart openings and almost look like heart attacks happening. And, yeah, it was amazing, but, I saw, and, you know, not putting down the other religion, or, you know, I guess there's a time for every experience if that's what you need. But I really felt that the people sliding down the waterfall and all just hanging out and talking and kind of just meditating in nature were the ones that were more on track.
Right. Well, that's the thing. A lot of it is letting go of belief systems, you know, and just you know, flowing really. And a lot of the times, you see, one thing about religion is it's the bind. It binds you to something, you know. Mm-hmm. And humanity's religion is authority. Doesn't matter even if you're religious or not. That's the main religion at the moment. It's religion of government, religion of someone has to be has to have the authority over you.
Yeah, or go between.
Right. It's the medium. You see. So, you know, a lot of people are freeing themselves of that authority and just being free, which is essentially our birthright.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there does seem to be a mass exodus. I know I was at an event in Canada speaking there, and they had all the different ministers, I guess. They had cardinals and bishops and everybody you could think of there, and the Greek Orthodox Church and some Hindu major religions, and they all had a big meeting. And it's a long story. I don't want to get into it. They put me on the panel as well, which wasn't a good idea. But they had they were talking about 70%, over 70%, sometimes 78%. They're looking at the numbers of people are leaving the churches, and they can't even keep the doors open on a lot of these churches, and they were trying to come up with reasons why, and you know, right. Basically the only thing they could come up with was the devil's got his grip on humanity right now.
right. Well, that's the thing. There is a mass exodus, and there's not much people can do about it because you know, people are ready for it, and you know, it's just a liberating time right now.
Yeah. I was talking there. I just basically they asked me the question, and I said, oh God, you know, and I told them I just said, well, you know, what was the original reason for creating the churches? You know, it was to help out those less fortunate, you know, to feed the hungry and shelter people and people to commune together and make their own personal God connection. You know, that's the original intent. And then it just got twisted and turned and shifted into something else. And you know, and I just asked the ministers, you know, what is God? And they just all looked at me funny like, what do you mean, you know? And I said, well, isn't God love, you know? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, where's the love in your churches? You know?
Right,
you know, I said,
right.
You know, a parrot can repeat scripture over and over again. It doesn't make him, you know, a master, you know, that, but,
right.
You know, but why force people to listen to these things? They don't even understand what the hell you're saying half the time, especially the Latin ones.
Right.
You know, why create these go-betweens and force people to sit out of guilt? You know, why not really bring forward some real loving, inspirational information and let the women come forward in the churches, you know?
Right.
And all the nuns started clapping, you know. It was pretty funny.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it is. It's this old paradigm is just crumbling, and this old patriarchal program is just not functioning anymore.
Definitely. Well, you know, they've taken the divine feminine out of everything, and a lot of it's done by design, especially even the church. A lot of it was done by force.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was done by design as well, because you know, it's part of control. It was the early government, which means to govern the mental, govern the mind, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great excuse for war, because you can do it in the name of God. So then you give people an excuse to go to war. So it's needed. It's needed for you know, for the people who are behind it, because it's a great you can use it as a political tool and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I just could never figure out. Even when I was, you know, of draft age and stuff like that, it's like I was going, so you want me to go to some foreign country and kill people I don't even know and who have men and who have, you know, families and children and you know, it, and that aren't, they aren't here over, they're not attacking us over here. I couldn't understand any of that. Why? why anybody would do that. And they go, oh, it's for God and country. And I said, they're not attacking our country, and they're children of God too. This makes no sense. It never made sense to me, but I guess a lot of people fall for that program.
Right. Well, they do it so well. They do it with advertisements. They do it with everything is linked into it. Even school as well is part of the programming. And they're preparing you. They're giving you an identity, saying, okay, you're American citizen, and, you know, and all of this is very powerful, and it works to a large extent. And that's the thing. It's like about breaking the program, because even if you look at games, I mean, people are talking about modern warfare. You know, millions play that game. You know, so already people are already making themselves comfortable with the idea of war. So, you know, they've done their job well, but at the same time, it's kind of the spell is being broken, because a lot of people have become awakened.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking about that. You know, they have those, like you're saying, the ads where, you know, Marine builds men, you know, and actually it should show the guys coming back with, you know, missing arms and legs and things like that. But,
right.
But you know, it's like they be a man, join the Marines, you know, and I learned this and that, and it's my duty, and they all make a big macho thing out of it and everything else. And to me, I think being a real man would be having the guts to stand up and say this is wrong.
Right, right, definitely. That's the thing. It's they've skewed what it means to be a man, and that's the thing with the masculine principle. We're told it's to be a macho man. You know, if you're not a macho man, you know, men have become desensitized even more than women, because, you know, we've become hardened. But
when
that happens, you become like glass, you see. So on the outside, we're very tough, but inside, we can shatter very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened to a lot of men on the planet, because we have to ask ourselves, you know, who's creating all of this war, and, you know, it's men mostly.
Yeah, I've seen some women lately that, like good old Hillary there, you know, that she's pretty scary. I mean, she wouldn't
definitely.
She wouldn't blink an eye and take out, you know, a whole village, but, you know, it's...
Right, right. Oh, definitely. I mean, it's both parties who are really contributing to it, and, you know, there's just like what the work you're doing, you know, it's great, because a lot of the more people that really can make a change, then things would even shift even quicker.
Mm-hmm. They should do an ad, go ahead.
You know, I'm just saying the people in power, you know, they know exactly what they want, which is more power. So, you know, they work hard every day to maintain that power, you know, that chokehold.
Yeah,
and that's their job, you know. So,
it's so unnatural, and it's self-defeating, because you really look in the heart of hearts of all humanity. You know, we really seek our own personal connection with spirit or creator or God, and love and acceptance, and love and joy and bliss. That's the basics that we're really after. But this other program, thinking that you can buy it or force it, or whatever, is just totally self-defeating. It's a soulless mental program, which is probably one of the weakest places you could be.
Right, right, right. That's how it is.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't. It's amazing. You see these people all pumped up, you know, and they have all the outer appearances down, and they have, but inside they've got no juice. You know, they have no energy.
Right, that's how it is in the 3D. Everything is based on status, and that's what it is. It's like if you're not earning a certain amount of money, then you're no good. So money and self-value is, the more money you have, the more important you are. So, you know, money is many people's religion.
Yeah, and power.
Because the more money, right.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think about that. I just ask them. I see people like that, you know, and they're not love for their soul quality or the energies that they're carrying. You know, they're really not, I wouldn't even say love. They're actually used for what they can supply to others, which is a false sense of security because of the money. They equate that with power and security and everything else. But to me, if they really understood karma, that would be the greatest insecurity of all, is acquiring funds at the expense of humanity and the earth is probably the most insecure thing you could do.
Right, that's how it is. I mean, don't get me wrong, abundance is our natural state, and really, we should all be living as abundantly as we can because nature is abundant. You know, you can plant anything anywhere and it will grow. So it just shows us that we're not supposed to be living in lack.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be surviving. We don't have to survive. In fact, we don't have any predators as human beings. So what's the big fuss? What's the big rush? So it's just that, this whole money system has been created by somebody.
Yeah.
And who's printing the money? You know?
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. You know, I mean, it's just electronic numbers on a screen. So whoever's in control of that obviously is going to have more power. So, there's a lot of foul play going on. But, I mean, a lot of people are awakening. And the more people that do, then, we can find, we can sort of replace this old way of doing things.
Yeah, I agree. It's I think it's amazing what people will do for little green pieces of paper that are really worth nothing, other than what people
right.
believe in. And now it's gone down to, an electronic digit, that people will actually kill and cheat and steal and sell their soul for now a little digit, just a little number on a screen, basically.
Right. Well, it's powerful. Money is so powerful, really, because it governs the movement of so many people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Going back to natural law, it is the nature is abundant. If you just look at any plant and the seeds that every plant throws off and how many plants that would create, there's no reason why we should ever be in lack of anything.
Right.
There's mountains of wheat and corn. I mean, they look like full mountains that they've just set aside to rot. They're not even using them for feed because they're trying to keep the grain prices up or the corn prices up. And to me, that is just pure evil, to have mountains of grain sitting there rotting when you have people, starving around the world that aren't getting enough to eat.
Right, definitely. Well, that's how it is, really. Abundance is a mindset. And once your mind is abundant, then everything else will be.
Mm-hmm.
It's just many of us, we're living in survival mode, fight or flight.
Yeah.
And because of that, things are running out because we're living in time, you see. So that's the hourglass syndrome, where whenever you're living in time, then you're living in fear, essentially. And, this 7 days a week business, 24 hours, that keeps us on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps us, like a rat chasing some cheese,
I know the
Yeah,
the Mayan calendar, and actually a natural calendar would actually go by the moons, not by the other cycles. So it's I think if we got back to a natural cycle, it's nice up here at the ranch because we're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, although we do have access to things. But, most of the time here, we don't know what day it is. We have to ask.
Wow.
And
beautiful.
Yeah, and we go by when the sun rises, it's time to get up, And, when the sun sets, it's time to go to bed, basically. It depends on how much you work. But, we relax and we go out and watch the skies, and do sky watches. And every once in a while we have a little ship fly over us and do a power up or something and say hi. But actually it's pretty regular, but to have multiple ones. But you know, it's we're like the whole time we're hanging with nature. You know, we're staring out into the universe, and what that does to your mind is just incredible. And when you get rid of the stress, and you're working in out in nature and things like that, you eliminate the stress. You know, the diseases, the mental health is great. You know, everything is just on track. The creative drive, all of that is working. But the system we have now is totally, for the masses, basically, is totally contrary.
Right, right. That's the whole thing. I mean, where you live, I can imagine that, you know, you're getting that balance just from your environment, and that just shows you that, you know, the rest of us, we should be creating environments which promote wellness. And if they're not, we have to say what's going on. You know, many cities aren't created for people's wellness. They're created by design to make people work harder and work longer. And it's almost like a battery farm, you know, like, and you would see some chickens in.
Yeah, and throw everybody into the smallest cubicles possible for energy efficiency.
Right.
And then you got everybody jammed together with all this psychic turbulence going on, where, you know, people are processing emotional traumas and relationship traumas and everything else. And you know, they've done a lot of experiments with rats. You know, you put rats too close together, and too many of them, they start eating each other.
Oh my God! Well, that's how it is. You know, I mean, that's how it is in these busy cities, because you know, many of us are too close together, and you know, when that happens, basically it creates a lot of like you said, psychic energy, and a lot of fear as well. People are afraid of each other, and people are competitive, and all of these things in terms of you know, naturally, you know, in nature, you don't have 100 lions together, you know. I mean, top species, you know, you don't find them all bunched up together. So you only find that as you go down the hierarchy, you know, as insects. So what's that saying about the human race?
Yeah,
when you've got millions of us bunched, you know, in these small cities. Uh-huh. You know, sometimes 100 people in one building.
Yeah.
You know, you know, it's like you're having 100 alligators in the same room.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be problems.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, somebody's going to get bit sooner or later. You know, I noticed.
Right.
I think we've even devolved below the ants, because the ants are still involved in nature, and they have quite a system, you know, that they've got in quite a order.
Yeah.
And it functions really well. And you know, it's and also too is they know, you know, here, if you're out in nature and you see the ant hills starting to get really big, then you know it's going to be a hard winter, and so you have to kind of store up a little bit. You have to gear up, you know, a little more wood, maybe a little more food, you know, because the roads might not be passable, you know, or the power might go down, so you got to have your generators if you need them, or you know, just wood stocked up. But you know, fill up the propane tank, and you can just watch nature out here, and you can tell what kind of winter you're going to have, what's going to happen, because they're all in the flow. But we're totally out of the flow. We don't even know, you know, what's going to come down, or what kind of winter we're going to have, or anything else. You know, it's amazing.
Right. Right. It is.
Yeah, we've devolved below the ants.
Yeah, we have. I mean, I think a lot of us, the hardest thing to do is, you know, to admit the situation, you know, to face it, not to sugarcoat it, and, you know, to say, okay, we've got a lot of work to do, because we have.
Yeah.
And then we can start to, but a lot of us, we just want to think everything is rosy. Even in the New Age kind of community, you know, people are talking about love and light, which is great, but whenever you're doing that, you're also blinded by what's really going on. And, you know, people have to face facts and realize that, like you said, we have devolved, and we have to remember that and not fall asleep again. Because, you know, we can fall asleep again, you know, if we're not careful.
Yeah, I get in trouble with that all the time, because I always tell people, you know, you're living a half-truth, and there's two sides of the coin. And you know, we have to pay attention. And you know, there's an old saying, you know, a man that doesn't stand up for his rights has none. And
right.
So we have to realize that there are elements out there, seen and unseen, you know, that are always at play and doing things, and we need to have mastery over that. But, you know, and then also at the same time do our connection time with, you know, a loving, joyous creator, whatever you want to call it, you know. But to get in balance with, like you're saying, just the love and lighters, I think, are going to have a real rude awakening.
Right, right. Well, that's how it is. I mean, there's just so much things which has been done to human beings, and you know, a lot of us, we deserve it because we also do the same to animals. So
yeah,
the correlation is there. I mean, when you go on these farms, these slaughterhouses, some of them even, if you actually watch what goes on, then you realize that, you know, we have nothing to complain about because, you know, we're murdering every day in cold blood.
Yeah.
And then some people say, well, the cows, they're made for us to eat. So, you see, so there's really nothing fair in nature, you see. So mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we can't complain too much at the moment because, you know, millions are being slaughtered every single day. So what goes around comes around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, I think there's ways of doing things. Like up here, you know, I don't know what's going on now, but it seems like our new environmental policies are like Bush on steroids, and they're just taking down the forest everywhere, even along the highways where they're not supposed to be cutting. You know, there's massive clear cuts everywhere, and so it's just unbelievable. And I look at this, and I said, you know, they could do shelter cuts, and there are people that are wise stewards, and they do logging here, and you can't even tell. They'll go in, they'll take out the big trees, and the forest is still maintained, and they have a diversity going on there. They don't just plant one crop, and their forests look really good, and the wildlife are all there, and you know, it's full of turkeys and deer and and elk and everything else. But you know, and then you go up the road and you just see this massive, you know, acres and acres where they just clear cut the thing and just put one crop in, usually Douglas fir.
Right.
And then they get this bug come in, like a gypsy moth or something like that, and it comes out and attacks one species, which is the Douglas fir, so they lose the whole forest, you know, or a pine beetle or something like that. But it's amazing how they're doing the same thing. They know better. They know this doesn't work. And they just go in and do the same thing here over and over and over again. And it's really having a serious impact on the environment, you know, in the area. Things just aren't coming back.
Well, for me, how it is that when a lot of people are awakening, because it's a process, each one has to look at themselves in the mirror, and that's the thing a lot of people don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to be ignorant, you know, the saying ignorance is bliss for so many people, because that way you don't have to confront yourself. You know, and that's the thing. Go through it yourself and, you know, ask yourself the hard questions. But what we have in humanity is this groupthink mentality. It's a hive mind, and it's a collective kind of thinking, which is dangerous sometimes because people just don't question individually. We just go along with what the group is saying.
Yeah, it is. I know that we've lost that critical thinking, and I know here, everything we do here is to empower the individual and to have people create their own personal connection with spirit, you know, and learn how to heal unseen negative influences. And there's really, you know, one of the things I really stress here is I'm not your guru, and, you know, you are, you know, it's within you. And we're just going to give you some tools and techniques and help you connect and to stay clear and things like that. But basically, it's up to each individual to make their own personal connection, you know, with spirit, and then learn how to keep their energy fields clear, and also do, you know, right action. You know, think about what you're doing before you do it, and just because it's been done over a thousand years doesn't make it right.
Right, right, definitely. I mean, it's a lot of, you know, so many of us really are purging at the moment. We're going through this kind of metamorphosis on the planet, and you know, it's going to take time, but at the same time, slowly and slowly, things are changing, and you know, we can give ourselves, we can smile for that, because the internet has just opened up a can of worms, and the information, it's coming thick and fast every day in terms of you know, just to help humanity see in a different way. So you know, there's a lot to think on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's amazing that you know, I've been seeing some real fresh faces coming forward on the internet, and I know, and it's really what's necessary, because I know in the field I was in, a lot, I was going around to all the conferences and speaking, and there's a network of people that are, and a lot of them, unfortunately, are not who you think they are. You know, they're kind of bought and paid for, or they have a, you know, a more of a personal agenda than a service agenda. But, you know, in observing that and watching that, I think it's great that because even that was being controlled and steered in a way they wanted it to, is that now with the internet and with all these fresh new faces coming forward, you know, people are calling, you know, the emperor with no clothes, and they're going, wait a second, you know, where are you going with this? You're off track,
right.
You know, let's get back to basics. And you know, I think it's great, you know, to have, you know, a lot of these new fresh faces coming forward.
Right, right, it is. Well, that's the power of everything. But at the same time, you know, like you said, we have to know our rights and hope the internet doesn't become censored over time. You know, we have to make sure that it's a free space for people, and not kind of, it doesn't turn into a kind of place where it's censored and surveyed. Already it's Google own it, but you know, we have to make sure that, you know, we have our own say.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things right now. I know in a lot of these other countries, they just shut off the internet, and they shut off people's phones and everything else, because everybody was Twittering and Skyping and you name it, you know, and staying involved and in touch. And so in order to keep the suppression going, they shut off those systems. And you know, every day it seems like I hear about a new bill or a new program that where they're trying to take control. You know, now the president has the finger on the off switch. You know, he can just flip the switch and shut everything off whenever he wants, or declare. Actually, we're already under martial law with that NDA. What's that? 1867, where they can arrest you anytime, anywhere. You know.
Right.
And you know, ship you off to Guantanamo with no trial and hold you forever. And
wow.
I think people who are aware of that, I know a judge just ruled against it, saying, hey, this is totally unconstitutional and there's no way you can do this. But, you know, I think, you know, a lot of states are actually standing up and saying, hey, we're not going to enforce that, and you cannot, you know, play that game here in our state, I think, which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, people have to really just begin to question more, and that's the main thing. And when people question one thing, then another question pops up. So people become freer by that. It's not just about accepting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully the more people that do that, then we can live in a more balanced earth, you know.
Yeah, there's, I think that is so important, to question authority now, and really question the bills that they're passing and why, you know, and who are these people that we've given our power to, which is, to me, is the biggest one, is like whenever you give your power away to some other system or position or whatever, through history, every time it's been abused and used against us to either enslave us or you know, take whatever funds from us or whatever. I mean, there's a long history of that, and you would think after a while we would learn that maybe that's not a good idea, that we need to maintain our own sovereignty and work from that position.
Right, right. Well, you know, that's the name of the game, which is control and power, really. And then, you know, it goes deeper because we are not the only life forms on this planet. You know, if you look in ancient texts and what have you, you realize that they were talking about beings from outer space. you realize that there are many beings on this in this universe with superior technology to what we have. And you know, when you put them in the equation, then you realize that there are other forces at work. You know, nothing is as simple as it seems, you know.
Exactly.
The people that you think are in power aren't really in power, you see.
Yeah.
There's always a hidden hand. There's always what you don't see, which is more powerful than what you do see.
Exactly. You know, I always tell people that, you know, people talk about the Illuminati, you know, and the 13 families, and I just told them, I said, you're just scratching the surface, you know, of the
right,
dark chain
right.
of command, because, you know, from the 13 it goes up to 3, and from the and actually, you know, a lot of these beings, that Illuminati beings, they do ritual and they call upon, you know, other spirits from higher, you know, fourth dimensional beings that aren't really, don't really care about humanity and don't have our highest and best good. All they care about is you know, sucking our energy and creating
right.
as much havoc as possible on the planet. So it's, you know, we have to look at all the different levels at play here, but at the same time realize that, you know, you're an interdimensional being yourself, and there's many levels to you. You've got all seven densities, you know, access to all seven densities and even higher densities than that. But, and you can channel, you know, the love of God into every situation and stand in your own power
right.
and authority and turn these things around.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, but
that's how it is.
Yeah, but you will be tested along the way.
<You know? laughs> Oh yeah, you will. You will. It's a rocky old road, but at the same time, you know, a lot of this is part of the school, is part of the test for humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always tell people, you know, you came from the source itself and dropped down through all these dimensions to get to here, and this is the real mastery. You know, this plane of demonstration here is where you're really, you know, you're tested, your metal is tested to the limit.
Right, right.
You know, so
it is. You know, this is the big test. You know, because it's against all odds. Basically, it's you know, many of us, we live life in a rush, and because of that, we don't really have time to even practice mastery,
mm-hmm.
you see. And you know, many of us are, you know, it's too late. You know, a lot of people are, you know, they have a midlife crisis when they realize, gosh, you know, I was stuck in a corporate job for my whole life, and you know what happened. But you know, it's about time people start talking to the youth as well and realizing that the children, you know, they need a new education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't be teaching them the same nonsense in schools, and you know, that's up to parents. But essentially, because, you know, how is education going to help them when it hasn't helped you? Look at you, you know.
Yeah.
And they're going in exactly the same direction.
It seems like the powers that I call them the powers at work, because they're kind of fading out. But Seems like their idea of the perfect human is to be a nice little robot that's neutered and a consumer, like a robot neutered consumer is their dream person, you know, that they have total control
right.
over.
Right, definitely. It's a game, you know, it's a big game of control. Mm-hmm. And the only way you can control a human being is by manipulating it, because in its organic state, then it, you know, it grows more and more. But we have to ask ourselves that from the moment we're born, we are abused. You know, sometimes in hospitals, people given 7-8 shots.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you're whipped away to school, you're programmed for 20 years, then you start working for another 30. And then, you know, all of this is trauma. On the human mind and the human body. So many of us, we haven't, just like there was a great quote saying that we don't even know what a normal human being is or a natural human being, because many of us, we have lived in trauma.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And until we heal that trauma and realize we do have it, we're going to continue, you know, on that path to be those nice little neutered zombie robots.
right, but, definitely. You know,
yeah.
I mean, one thing about it is that, you know, what the powers that were, I like that, the powers that were do is that, you know, now, you know, stupidity is being sold in to the masses, you see. So if you dumb down, the more stupid you are, then, you know, then you will be famous. You almost, praise. If you're too serious, then it's a problem.
Yeah,
but,
I noticed that.
If you're a jackass, if you're a jackass, then you know you have millions of people watching you. So it's not fashionable for many people to start coming out and speaking their true mind. It's a lot easier to act like you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
and you know, just acting like a jackass, and then you know. So unless humanity can make comedy out of the truth, then things will change. If we can actually make comedy about our situation, then mm-hmm. you know, then that will be a big shift, because the best way to get people's attention is through comedy.
Oh yeah, I agree.
On the mass scale, you see. So that's what people need as well, because a lot of times people have just come back home from work. The last thing they want is something heavy, you know.
Yeah.
People want something light and easy to digest. You can't go too deep, because otherwise people will switch off.
Yeah, they do. I've seen that. They say 11 years old. If you go past 11-year-old mentality, and if you don't have the standard, you know, boy meets girl, boy saves girl, you know, that you'll never be a success. And that's a standard formula. And that if you go beyond that, people just switch off. And it's amazing. It's kind of sad, basically, but I think after a while of that, I think there's so much energy coming in. People are switching on and starting to go after the higher consciousness energy and seeing that things aren't really right, you know, with, as you're saying, with the internet exposing us to what's really happening in the world. You know, people are going, well, wait a second, I'm a willing participant in this. I'm supporting this. I need to break away from this.
Right. Well, that's the thing. When people remember who they are, then, you know, their memory increases. It's like you've got this supercomputer inside you with infinite memory, and mm-hmm. you're able to watch a one-hour lecture, no problem, 2 hours, 3 hours, because, you know, it's not a burden. And mm-hmm. that's the power of this awakening. You know, you can sit through things which were once before hard to do.
Exactly. You know, we're at the end of the hour here, so we'll probably have to wrap it up. But what's the best way of getting a hold of you if people want to contact you or get in touch with your work?
Okay, well, thanks a lot, James, for having me on. I enjoyed it. And people can contact me by email, infinitewaters@gmail.com, or you can go to my YouTube page, which I do blogs and videos, Kemet Prince 1, Kemet Prince, the number 1, And yeah, you can do that. And I've also got a book out called Triathlon, The Love of a Galaxy. You can go to www.triathlon, that's TRYATHON.com. And yeah.
Great. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's been great conversing with you, and we'll have to do more of it in the future.
Well, definitely. I enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, have a great day, and thanks again for coming on the show.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Looks like we're signing off, folks. Thanks for listening, and pay attention to your surroundings and watch the skies. There's all kinds of things going on, and get out in nature and get away from the zombie neutered robot program. Have a good evening.